Welcome to the Mother Effer Podcast. I'm Beth.
And I'm Jessie.
We are two moms who are ready to stop being polite.
And start getting real about this thing called motherhood. Because motherhood is no joke, y'all.
So put on your big girl panties.
Grab a drink.
And let's do this thing. Eating the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking coffee. What time is it?
We sing to you because we love you.
1 p.m.
Yes.
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
We have definitely tried to record now for an hour, trying to set the shit up.
Yeah.
Because you guys love it.
I don't understand why every time we can't figure out how we did it just a week ago.
I know. It seems like every single week that we set our shit up, it's like some new problem.
100%. And this time we're not in a closet.
No, we're not.
But we are in a room.
Yes, we are.
So you may hear some weird background noise as Jessie's family, like, does family stuff.
Yes, they're doing family stuff because I have so many children.
You know, we can't tell them to leave.
No, I wish. So welcome back.
Welcome back.
Episode 2.
I'm so excited to have an episode 2 out already. I love doing this.
I know, it's super fun.
It's more than super fun. It's great.
I love it. It's amazing. And people seem to enjoy it, too. So that helps. When other people,
thank you.
Yeah, it's when people like us. We like to be liked.
I like the meme you put up about how you fired yourself as your home house cleaner.
Yeah, I'm done.
That was funny.
Yeah, because I drink on the job. My attitude sucks. So I'm fired. Sorry.
Too bad no one else is gonna do it.
I know. This is true. If I just didn't do it, then the house would be disgusting. I mean, the boys would live in absolute chaos. They don't even care.
Oh, I know.
Right?
I went into my boys' room. All three of my boys share one space. There's a room and then a bigger room that two share, and then a room that my oldest is in, and a bathroom for the three of them. And I cleaned it before they left for the weekend last weekend, and they came back on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in and it's just full of garbage.
Oh, lovely.
Like empty. Oh. Like I get Ensure shakes for the kids.
Yeah.
For lunch for school.
Oh, okay.
But apparently this is their whole meal enrichment program.
Okay.
And so they've drank all of my Ensure shakes. And
lovely.
They just leave the bottles and the tops piled up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fraternity house, but with Ensure shakes. And then while we were waiting to set up, I got a text from my son. He's like, can you make me like 4 fried eggs? Oh, wait, that's right. You're not here.
I was
like, what?
The Ensure drinks, though, they make me think of like a nursing home gone wild.
I know.
You know, like.
I know. Right.
The room was a mess and there were Ensure drinks everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
And they were spiked. Nursing home gone wild.
It might have been. I don't know. My oldest son, so we went through the whole I want dreads debacle. We tried it.
I'm sorry.
Didn't work out.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
I thought I told him you guys all about it last season. He wanted dreadlocks. He actually went to a barbershop and they did it for him.
Who? Which one?
I don't know. Some barbershop.
No, which son?
Harrison, my oldest.
Okay.
And I didn't like it.
But his hair's not long.
It used to be.
Okay.
So then the dreads, he couldn't keep up with it. So I shaved his head.
Yeah.
And the minute it got just like half an inch long, he's like, I want to dread it again. I'm like, haven't we done this already?
Right, exactly. No.
And then over the summer, he bought like extensions, fake dreads,
no!
put those in his hair right before school started.
Okay.
And I show up at Rob's house to pick him up, to take him to like an appointment.
Yeah.
And he's in the bathroom putting these fake dreads in his hair. And I just look at him and I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
And he's like, I'm not, you know, I'm doing what I want.
Okay.
I want dreads. And I was like,
let's go. Yeah.
And we're walking downstairs and I see his dad and I'm like, what's going on here? And he's like, can you guys just not fight for once? I'm like,
that's nice.
I was like, I don't want to fight with him, but he looks ridiculous.
Yeah. See, what is the point? See, this is what I'm learning as my kids get older. What is the line between letting them express themselves and telling them they look like a hot fucking mess?
Okay, so my line, my personal line, the reason why I was not okay with the dreads is because my son is the whitest kid you'll meet.
Right? Yeah.
He doesn't have anywhere near close the kind of hair an African American has. It's not even as thick as my own hair.
Right.
It's not curly. It's straight and it's thin.
Yeah.
So dreading it is impossible.
Right.
Two? Yeah. You got
just
no business.
Why? Just why?
You got no business wearing this hairstyle. You look like Sideshow Bob. I am not interested in walking around next to Sideshow Bob.
No.
I don't want a sideshow for my son.
So, yeah.
So finally, we tell him, all right, you got to get rid of these dreads before school starts. You can't have them at school. So he had no problem with that. He did it. It was no problem.
Nice.
So then he sends me a text message.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Like, these are the messages I get. And I'm like, can I just have a day?
Yeah.
And he sends me a picture of, like, some Blink-182 band member from 2002.
Yeah.
His hair is all spiked out.
Yeah, right.
I remember. And he's like, Mom, I'm in love with this hairstyle, and I really want to get it. Oh, and I was like, I said, honey, can we just go a few months without having to worry about what you're doing to your hair?
Right.
Just for a short while.
Right, exactly.
I said, if you can keep your grades up and you can keep your shit together,
right,
do what you want. I said, but this is the third week of school.
Right. This is not a priority, friend.
Right. At a school you've never been to before.
Right, right.
So how about we just keep it low key?
Okay, yeah.
He was like, okay. 20-30 minutes later, he sends me a diatribe, an essay about why he wants this hairstyle, why he can't do well in life unless he's able to express himself as he wants to see fit.
Oh,
how
yeah.
he just can't be contained.
Because he's repressed, right? By you. Oppressed. Right.
Yes.
He's oppressed.
Yes. He can't be contained. And, you know, he just wants to be free to be himself. And then he'll just be able to, like, everything else will fall into play.
Oh,
and that's
where
I was like, you know what? Fine.
Right, right. Pick your battles, man. Pick your battles.
And the only reason I said fine is because, well, actually, there's really only one reason. There's not two. There might be two after I say it, but it was a white boy haircut. It's a whole white boy situation.
Sure, right.
He's not appropriating anyone else's culture.
Right.
And, you know, he'll probably show up at school and either they'll be like, what the fuck? Or they won't.
Yeah.
This is the problem that I have been struggling with as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
How to let your kids fail without going mentally insane.
And without protecting them from failing?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because that's the insane part. Like, letting go is so difficult.
Yes.
And he's a junior in high school, and I'm like, I started the whole first week checking his backpack.
Oh,
again,
right.
Like, checked his bag, made sure he was doing his work.
Right.
And I'm like, who else has a junior that they check their backpack like they're in second grade? My mom didn't do this for me.
So do you think, though, if he starts feeling the consequences of his decisions, that he will change?
I don't know.
Or will he just...
I don't know. That's the part
scary
that I don't
part,
like.
Right?
Like. I don't know. Either he'll fail out of high school and just live in someone's couch for the rest of his life.
Right.
Which is a huge fear of mine.
Yeah, of course.
Or it'll work.
Yeah.
And the truth is 9 times out of 10, when I've seen parents, like, do the tough love and be like, you need to figure this out.
Right.
It does figure itself out
in some way.
But
it's not an easy journey.
No.
It's a lot of struggle.
Nope. And he likes to tell me, I got a good grade on this test, and I don't check.
Yeah.
Because if I check, I'll see everything else. And if I see everything else and it's not turned in, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, girl. No, I know.
And like the first week, like I said, I was like, you're not doing your homework. Here's a list of what you need to do when you go to your dad's this weekend.
Yep.
And on Monday, he came home from school and none of it had been done.
Of course.
So, of course, I texted his dad and I'm like, what the heck?
He's like,
what
did he say?
He's like, he said he checked it and there wasn't any work. And I was like, listen, I need your help. And he's like, no, you know what, Beth? We're going to let it go.
Oh.
We're going to let him fail.
Oh, shit.
She said, stop checking. Stop checking. And on the flip, I'm doing it for all of them now. Because if I check one, I can see all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to see any.
Yeah. Okay.
I know Eddie's not failing.
Yeah.
Mary Jane, who knows?
Yeah.
Logan, definitely, who knows?
Yeah.
And Logan's a freshman in high school. And so I'm like, maybe I should start doing this before I did it for Harrison.
Right.
Like, get him on board with this.
Yeah, because oldest is always that experiment child, right? That you learn from and then do better the next
Those poor oldest babies, man. They really just...
Yeah, it sucks.
They're fucked.
Yeah, I hated it. It was... Well, I think I was... I don't know. For me, I'm the oldest, but I was always just, naturally... had a healthy fear of like getting in trouble and doing things badly and wrong, right? So like I never I just always had my shit together. Always. I never drank, I never partied, I didn't have sex. I was just, you know, I was just me. So my parents, I feel like, were really hands off because they were like, oh, she's got this. She's right. good, you know? And so they were like super hands off. On the other hand, though, I had like a fucking horrible temper and had a lot of emotional issues, but they were so hands off with me with everything else. I think they just didn't deal with it. So I had to deal with it on my own. But my younger siblings were so the opposite of me. They required a lot more attention because of their decision making. So
see, that's the complete opposite. Although my oldest sister, she never really got in trouble. Sorry, Jill, I'm going to tell a story.
Yeah.
She did help a friend run away once.
Okay.
Because they were in a bad situation. Oh. And of course, my parents were like, your heart's in the right place, but now the police are here.
Yeah, right.
And then my brother, of course, was a boy, and boys do stupid shit. And then my older sister, Kim, did a lot of dumb shit. And so I kind of learned what not to do.
Right.
But then everybody gets to an age where they're like, you know what? It's my turn to do some dumb shit.
I've never really done dumb shit, Beth. I'm serious. I really have never, like...
Maybe that's why you got so mad.
Yeah, possibly. I never did. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Who knows?
It's not a bad thing to not do bad shit. I'm not saying that you haven't lived a full life.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that it's normal.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also feel like first kids, at least mine.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the way we parent today versus when our parents were parents. Like 90s kids are like, at least I am. You know, I was in high school in the 90s and I did what I wanted.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I didn't do anything bad. Like I didn't drink or smoke or whatever when I was in high school.
Right.
But, you know,
the term helicopter parent was not a thing.
No.
No, not at all.
It was the complete opposite.
Right, right.
And I never wanted to be a helicopter parent. And to some degree, I'm not. But when I'm checking my 11th grader's backpack for papers to make sure he's done the homework he says he didn't have.
Right, right.
And it's causing me mental distress.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I need to move on because he has less. I mean, the truth is, he turns 17 tomorrow.
Wow.
Tomorrow. Okay. He turns 17.
So what's
one
the
more
date?
Year.
So
the 30th.
Yeah.
Of August.
Okay.
And so one more year, and he's legally an adult.
Yeah.
And he's going to still be in high school.
Right.
Because he has a late birthday.
Yeah.
And that's Rob and I's biggest fear is that he'll be like, well, I'm 18 now, and I'm done. Bye.
Right. Shit. If he does it, though. What can you do, right?
Nothing.
I know.
I guess.
You gotta let him fail hard.
I think he's gonna be in for a rude awakening if that happens. And then he's like, what do you mean I can't have this car? It's like...
Right, exactly. What do you mean I have to pay rent?
Right. He was I didn't even notice. He brought something up on his phone and he thought I had seen it. And he had been looking at apartments with his girlfriend and his friend Jacob.
No.
And he was like, sorry, I know that upsets you. And I was like, I'm not upset. I just want to know when you think you guys are going to be able to afford an apartment.
Right,
And I want to know why Brooke would be interested in living with you and Jacob.
Right, exactly.
Because I wouldn't be. That's
not
disgusting.
An attractive. No,
I was like, Brooke has, you know, she's got a future.
Yeah,
she's got to go to college. She's not going to stick around Fort Mill to hang out with your dead ass.
Right, exactly.
But I didn't say that. Yes, hopefully he doesn't listen. Whatever, I'll say it to his face one day. It's just like, I don't want him... I want him to go away, like go out of Fort Mill, get out of here.
Sure.
Even if it's just with a high school diploma. Just
right. Go see the world. Go
like,
experience new things.
Millcrest apartments should not be like your goal.
Right.
Okay.
No. We need to get out of South Carolina. We need to experience new things.
Yes.
You know, become a roadie with a band. I don't know. Do something cool, right?
That would be
sweet.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Come on, man. So speaking of interesting parenting, so... or like just evolutionary parenting. So, which
it's
I think
like the anthropological breakdown of parenting.
It's this really cool thing that I saw on Instagram. So I don't know if you follow this. She's a mom on Instagram. Her Instagram is called Fruits of Motherhood.
I do.
Okay. So Linda Fruits, she's amazing. She's gained crazy popularity in a super fast amount of time. I think a year or more. But she's hilarious. She does all these funny videos, and she does a lot of, like, mental health awareness stuff. Mm-hmm. She's great. Fruits of Motherhood. If y'all don't follow her, you need to go follow her. So she's married. She's got two kids. But this, she made this announcement a couple days ago, yesterday. Just a couple days ago, that she's getting divorced. And it's because she has realized... in her mid-30s that she is attracted to women.
Oh, Wow.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And she was like, she wrote this amazing blog and talked about how she and her husband are best friends and they're going to remain best friends. And, you know, it's like a really positive thing. She's like, I'm not mad at him. He's not mad at me. It's just something that I've realized about myself, that I'm attracted to women. She said, it's all thanks to TikTok, because on TikTok, I saw this woman that I've never really seen before, or never been introduced to before, and found myself really attracted to her and was like, holy shit, what are these feelings? What is happening? And explored it, right? Yeah.
I'm not laughing about this. I'm sure she is attracted to women. I'm just saying, TikTok?
And that's what she said too. She was like, can you believe it? Right? Like, TikTok introduced me to myself.
She got sucked into lesbian TikTok. I mean, I have been drawn into that site. I don't know why, because I have zero interest in women that way. But for some reason, it's like, oh,
okay,
lesbian TikTok. I don't care.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff they do is funny.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to.
I mean, I have a lot of gay TikTok come up.
Right.
Because it's fun.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Whatever. That's interesting.
Like, it is. But the really cool part, the sort of evolutionary part that I thought was really just very ahead of its time. They're still going to live together on separate sides of the house. Because their kids are really little, like tiny.
Yeah.
So she was like, it's not going to be easy and it's going to take a ton of communication. She was like, but we are going to remain in the house together on separate sides of the house.
They must have a big fucking house.
So, right. Maybe. She's super popular on Instagram, so who knows?
Yeah. I mean, I'd only do that if there was literally a wing and we each had our own kitchen.
A wing. Yes.
You get
the
east
and I get the west.
Good luck to you, fruits of whatever. Yeah. Fruits of my labor. What is it?
Fruits of motherhood.
Whatever. So sorry.
Her name is Linda Fruits.
Fruit of the Loom.
I
apologize.
Yes.
But having been divorced and having that great idea as well.
Oh,
I'm just going to say, good luck.
Right.
It might work because it's a different situation. Like,
right.
You're not bringing home men, or you might not even bring home women. Who knows? It's just, I don't know. Whatever. Do you? Yay.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Who knows? I guess she'll document it and we'll see. I mean, now that she's put it out there, everybody's going to know how it works out.
That's
so
neat.
You know, yeah. So she's like, I still want him to like wake up with the kids in the morning and, you know, be a part of their lives. And I see your face now when you're just.
I mean, I get it. Because I was there when Rob and I got divorced.
Yeah.
We were like, well, what if we get an apartment? And then we live in the apartment when we're not at home with the kids. So the kids aren't moving back and forth. So, like, on my weekends, I would live in the apartment, and then he would live at the house, and then he would go to the apartment, and I'm like, I still don't like you being in my space.
Right, yeah.
Like, we would have to get a two-bedroom apartment. I am not going to sleep in the same bed that you slept with who knows who with in.
Oh, yeah.
Not happening.
Okay, yeah.
But it was all about the kids, and so we didn't really think through what we would need as adults.
Yeah.
And I think that's the phase she's in right now. It's all about the kids and what's going to keep them mentally stable, and I get that. But I just, my only advice is to not forget about your own needs.
Yes, I agree. And I think perhaps it's because she is the one who is initiating the divorce that she feels like, all right, I've already done enough.
I need to make it as easy as possible
for everybody. Exactly, right.
Yeah.
So she's
don't
probably
be surprised
feeling a lot of
guilt. If he decides he wants to move out.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, but yeah, good luck to you, Linda. So we hope that things go well for you. And, you know, not all divorces have to be shitty and horrible. And
not at all.
You know, maybe it could be. And their kids are so little. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
They're resilient.
Yeah.
As long as they have what they want in each house, if you end up being in separate places,
since
when they're little like that, they're still pretty narcissistic.
Oh,
so as long as they have their toys where they want, wherever they are, they don't care.
So I'm excited because I have my surgery coming up. So by the time this is out on Thursday, I will have had my surgery. I have it on Wednesday.
Ooh.
So I'm very excited, you guys, because I'm finally doing something for me, which I know you're thinking, like, surgery for you.
No, it is for you.
But, like, so I'm getting...
Hey, you're good to go to sleep. Like, you're going to have the best sleep of your life on that surgical table. I'm so jealous.
I'm super pumped. So I'm getting my bladder tacked up, so I stopped peeing on myself.
Yep.
And I'm getting my tubes tied.
Yes.
So no more babies.
I would love to get my tubes tied. And if I I don't know if they even told me that was an option when I was getting my surgery to stop peeing on myself.
I asked straight up. I was like, since you're going to be in there anyway.
No, like, I don't think I was getting divorced yet, so I wasn't really thinking about it. And Rob did get a vasectomy.
Yeah, right, so. Right. No, so, but here's the thing. So my surgery is on Wednesday.
Right.
Which I am really looking forward to because I've been peeing on myself.
Do you know how many people are like deathly afraid of going into the all hot? And you're like, the cushion.
I can't wait because I can't wait to not pee on myself anymore.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
I'm like having to wear a pad every day because I pee on myself so much. But here's the thing about wearing pads. I have been in my period for 14 days. It's been a fucking nightmare. I have no idea why this is happening to me. So now I'm just like, well, since you're in there, could you just take out my whole uterus? And that way I don't ever have to do this again. That would be lovely. But I think it's too late now since the surgery is like in a few days. But I would really love for them to
just go in there and be like, take it all out. Put me in menopause. I don't need it anymore.
I don't want to have a period ever again. It was horrific. It was 14 days. That's fucking
long. You know
what?
Being a lady is such bullshit. I don't get a period because I have the Mirena, but I am daily, like when I think about it, which is not often, but what I haven't gotten pregnant, which is the whole point of it.
Right, exactly.
Yes. However, I do know of people and the articles I've read, and I'm like, this thing's probably like attached to my uterus and like becoming part of me, and I'm becoming like some bionic uterus woman that's gonna have to lose it all when the, you know, whatever. Every time I've gone in, they're like, looks good, everything looks good. It's so weird because when you get an x-ray of your hips or whatever, the IUD is right there.
Oh, did it hurt when they put it in? No, I mean, about doing it.
It doesn't, it's not comfortable, but like, you know what? You want to hear the story about it? Because it's really actually kind of funny.
Okay.
I got the IUD because I got divorced.
Yeah.
And I have four kids. I can get pregnant pretty easily.
Yeah.
I know that's it's a gift that I didn't want to open anymore.
Yes,
so
right.
I'm
going to return.
I was like, you know what?
You got that receipt.
Yeah. I don't want to do this. So I want to get my tubes tied.
Yeah.
And I went to the OB and she's like, listen, that's major surgery. Why don't you just get the Mirena? And I was like, because I don't want it to be part of my uterus. Right. I've heard really scary stories and I really never want to have kids again.
Right.
So why not just get my tubes tied? She's like, it's just like you have to go under. And then I'm like, that's the whole point.
That's fine.
Like I want like 2 days worth. Come on.
Right.
But she just was like, no, it's just not worth it when you can do them right. And of course, me being me, I always get talked into things I don't want. Okay. So I was like, okay, fine, I'll do the Mirena. So I go in.
Yeah.
And I'm nervous.
Yeah.
And I was texting Rob, my ex-husband.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you need someone there? And I was like, yes. Aww. So my ex-husband came to my OB appointment to get a Mirena that I needed so that I could have sex with other people. But he held my hand and they put it in, and then she like gave us this lecture about how long we had to wait to have sex with each other, and we both just pretended like that's the kind of divorce I had.
Yeah, that's amazing. Oh, I love that though. See, Linda, it's possible.
Well, she can't get pregnant from other women, so she probably doesn't have to worry about it anymore.
That's true, but if she doesn't want to have a period anymore, that's why I take birth control.
Yeah,
I'm still gonna take birth control.
I haven't had a period in, I don't know, like since I got it, so like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, so. I still get really cranky. Like, I still get the hormonal imbalance every month.
Right.
And it's like, why am I so mad?
Right.
Oh, right. That still happens.
Oh, that. Yeah, I'm still going to take birth control just because, like, so I haven't taken it in 2 weeks because I've been in my fucking period. And so my face is all broken out. My body's all like,
I thought the pill was, like, they had the pills for when you were on your period. I haven't been on the pill in I don't know how long. Like, I thought you just took those pills and then...
You take, like, the active hormone, and then you're supposed to take the placebo for, like, 4 days when you're supposed to have your period. So it's supposed to regulate your body, so you only have your period for 4 days.
Right.
So I was like, well, I've been on my period. I can't take the hormone while I'm on my period, so I just haven't taken it. So now my body is in, like, freak-out mode. So, like, I'm breaking out, and I'm all, you know, crazy and crying and upset, and, you know, it's just been lovely.
I never took the pill again after I had Harrison, because when I went back on it for, like, a half a day after... Yeah. Having him, I went completely insane.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm never taking this again. And that's another reason I didn't want the Mirena, because I didn't want any kind of hormone playing around in my body, because I knew how I felt when I took it with Harrison. And she's like, oh, it's just a little tiny bit.
Right.
It's just the tiniest bit. Wouldn't you rather have a tiny bit of hormones than me cutting open your vagina? I'm like, no.
No, right. It's not cutting open your vagina. Come
First
on.
Of all, you don't put me to sleep when you put it in my vagina. So
Exactly.
It's not a good deal, in my opinion.
No. Well, see, I take it because I was diagnosed with premenstrual dysphoric disorder.
Oh.
So, yeah.
What the fuck
Another
is that?
Super fun thing. So, it's like...
Premenstrual dysphoric?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, so, like, when
I... sounds like your vagina's hallucinating.
It's trippy, man.
Yeah.
So, about, like, the week before I get my period, right, when you're PMSing,
right.
I get very, very dark and depressed. It's really bad, even though I'm on meds regularly because I have other diagnoses, like major depressive disorder and anxiety. It was like I wasn't taking medication. It was that bad. It was really dark. So I went into my OB and I love her. She's amazing. And I was telling her, and I was like, you know, my face is breaking out like crazy, and I'm having these really horrible symptoms when I'm PMSing. It's really bad. It's really dark. It's dangerous for me.
Mm-hmm.
And with my mental history and all of that, she was like, well, let's put you on the pill. She's like, it's easy. It's cheap. We'll put you on the pill. It's going to give you the dose of hormones you need. It's going to clear your face up, and it's going to make you, you know, get the extra boost you need so you don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So she was right. It absolutely has. But then for some reason, I got my period for 14 days. Have no idea why. So even if they were to take out my uterus, and even though they are tying my tubes, I'm still going to take birth control because I need the hormone.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So it's not really, I mean, I definitely don't want any more kids. I'm finally at that point where I see a baby, but I don't want a baby.
Nope.
It's amazing.
Mm-mm.
It's for the first time, I remember, like, just a few days ago, like, looking at my sister's baby picture. She just had him sometime in June. I'm sorry, Sarah. I can't remember. I have too many kids of my own. But anyway, he's tiny. He's beautiful. He's so cute. But I remember looking at him and being like, oh my God, he's so beautiful. I love him so much. But not feeling like, oh, I want one. The first time in 12 years. It was an amazing feeling.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I had Jack, right? 12 years ago. And then obviously subsequently had two more boys. And then even when we got pregnant with Ava, like, it was a surprise, but... It was a welcome
surprise.
It wasn't
like you weren't trying not to get pregnant.
Yeah, we weren't being very safe.
Mm.
No.
No.
So, but this is the first time I've ever felt that way where I'm like, okay, I'm really done now. So
I love helping my friends with their, obviously.
Yeah.
I love helping my friends with their kids.
Yeah.
I love holding babies. I love walking around with babies. I love leaving a party and not having them come home with
me. Right, exactly.
I will stand in a party and entertain everybody's kids so that they can actually enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
And then I get to go home.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's really a win-win.
Yeah, it totally is. Hell yeah. I love that. Yeah. And I mean, you know, we're a little bit away. Ace is almost 18 months. So we're, you know, we've got some time still, but.
Yeah. Well, before you know it, she'll be 17.
Right. Exactly. It's going to go by super fucking fast. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that time when I can sit back and relax and just let the kids do their thing and I can enjoy myself. And if they're hungry, then go get their own food.
Oh yeah.
Like some of them are there, but
you know, like fry your own eggs.
Yeah.
Please actually don't do that. I don't know if you know how. Right. You can make scrambled eggs. Make some scrambled eggs. That's
right.
Fine.
Right.
Maybe not try frying the eggs. I don't want to clean that up.
Yeah, because right? That's the problem. Yeah, it's the cleanup. Even if they do clean up, you have to clean up their cleanup because they always do such a shitty job.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Except for Mary Jane.
No, yeah. She's your little organizer, yeah?
Uh-huh. Yeah. She cleaned up last night. It was great.
Oh, that's awesome. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
like not her space, but like communal spaces?
Yeah, well, we were watching Cruella. Have you seen
that? I love it.
It is so
Emma
good.
Emma Stone is fucking amazing.
I want to be her. And she's the villain.
She's incredible. But
I love a good villain origin story.
Yes, me too. Because you empathize.
Yeah.
Don't you for real with her empathize?
Wasn't that kind of it's been a year since I've seen Maleficent. But isn't that how
hers was too? I don't know because I've never seen it. So
that's how you say it, right? Maleficent?
Maleficent? I think so.
From Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah. Maleficent? No, it's not right.
Maleficent? No.
So, yeah. No, Cruella was fucking
ridiculous. I guess the next one we're going to get is like the weird ugly witch from Snow White. We'll see what her problem is.
Oh, I love it! It's like those moms and those mom groups and you're like, who hurt you?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the one. Yes.
Yeah, it's like you grow up as a little girl wanting to be Snow White, and then you become a mom, and you're like, no wonder her mom wanted to kill her.
eat the apple!
Eat the apple! God damn it, I was just trying to be your stepmother.
I mean, I'm never going to be jealous of Mary Jane being prettier than me. Like, that's not going to be the case. Right. But it's like, just go to sleep. Right.
Don't make me get in that motherfucking dragon, because I will.
I will. Right. Just put your finger on this spinning wheel. It's green. Exactly. It's gay. I know it looks dirty. Just touch it. Touch it. No, but I love
it. You have your tetanus shot. It's fine.
You're vaccinated.
I know. Oh, my God. Speaking of, so I don't know where you're listening in the country, but here in Fort Mill, South Carolina, things are getting really interesting.
Very heated.
Oh, my God. So the mask debate is on fire.
Fire.
Fire. This girl is on fire. Yeah.
Yes. Schools are going to be on fire soon.
They truly are. yes, shit has really hit the fan
they
here.
They closed a whole middle school down.
They did, yes.
And this is, tomorrow starts the third week of school. So within the,
correct.
Before the end of the second week, a whole middle school was shut down.
Yes.
And moved to virtual because so many kids got COVID.
Yep.
And people still are like, my face, my choice.
My body, my choice.
Yeah. Well, right. It's like the, I don't really say my body, my choice, because they don't believe that. They right, just believe exactly. in their face.
They just believe in their freedom.
They just want their face to be safe.
They just want their freedom.
It's psychologically upsetting their children not see other people's mouths.
Look, I saw this meme, and I have to read it to you because, Beth.
Listen, I'm not.
I didn't send it to you on purpose because I wanted to. I wanted
okay,
to tell
I just want to make a preference. Like, I laugh at jokes and memes for both sides. So don't come at us because we're reading ones that are more towards our views.
Yeah.
But I've laughed it up myself before, the things that conservative people say. Because sometimes it's so funny.
I just don't have very many conservative friends.
So I have one too. So you
okay.
go first.
All right. So this is relating to masks. So I'm at the point now where I am, come what may, right? I'm doing everything I can to keep my kids safe.
Right.
I cannot indulge my mental health in fighting this fight.
Well, it's like, because like I texted you, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but
sorry.
I don't mean to interrupt, but it's like when I texted you and I'm like, why do I feel guilty for not wanting to go to this board meeting?
Yeah, school board. Right.
Exactly. And like I knew I couldn't have been the only one. And that's why I'm like, honestly, I just don't want to go.
I'll text Jessie because I know how she'll understand. Yes.
I just 100%. Don't want to go.
I don't know.
I don't want to be around people I don't like, and I don't want to be in a crowd of people I don't like.
Right.
Forget
exactly.
It.
No. So, okay. So here's the meme.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm
so
ready.
This woman, she made a Facebook post, and the Facebook post goes, herpes, AIDS, and hepatitis are all viruses, so they tell us. Ever seen anybody wear a mask to prevent the spread of any of those?
No.
Yeah, me neither. So then somebody replied, well, Karen, they're called condoms. Dick masks, if that helps.
It's true. Sexually transmitted diseases right. normally, I mean, it can be transmitted via your Jesus. Mouth if you're sucking dick and stuff. Right. But, you know.
Oh, my God. I died. I was like, dick mask. That's our next t-shirt. I love it.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God. My sisters and I send so many TikToks to each other that I have to like scroll through this to find it. But
okay.
It was really just something simple about, well, there was a funny joke about how if we really needed, like if our kids needed braces, all we had to do was join OnlyFans.
Oh, God. Even though they shut a lot of that shit down.
No, they didn't. They changed their mind.
No way. They changed their mind?
Are you kidding me? The only thing on OnlyFans is porn.
So I don't know. I don't know much
about.
Not
that about. I know. I've never looked.
I've never. Yeah, I really don't know a lot about the site. I heard the story on NPR, so that's how I knew.
Nerd.
I'm just such a nerd. I am.
No, my sister said she jokes with her kindergarten team about how if she wants a Pinterest-ready classroom. She's just going to start an OnlyFans.
Right. Exactly.
And my sister, my oldest sister, had no idea what she was talking about.
Okay.
And I'm
so
like, okay. Well.
So OnlyFans for those who don't know. Let's explain it a little bit. So at first it was like, it started out as like the subscription based channel, right? Or this platform where you paid money and like celebrities and
people. Exclusive content.
Right. From like celebrities and whatever. But anybody could get on there and create their own channel.
Right.
Right. And you paid for it. So then obviously over 2020,
it's like if TikTok was monetary.
Who's what?
If TikTok was monetary. Like, it's...
Oh, okay.
If you want to see the rest of this, go to my TikTok page. Well,
right.
Go to my OnlyFans and pay $15 a month, and then you can see my boobs.
Right. Well, that's how it started over quarantine and 2020 when people just weren't engaging and there wasn't, you know, people weren't able to just go to the bar and have sex with somebody or meet anybody or, you know, and people got...
Everybody got needs.
And so... So people started these channels, and women, you know, especially started these channels where they were showing all kinds of stuff and doing all kinds of stuff, and people would pay to see it, and, you know, they were making bank, you know,
good for them, whatever. It's not for me. Like, yes, I don't want my face on the internet. Like,
but see, here's the thing.
I'd show you my feet.
NPR described it as sex work. And I wasn't really sure if that was applicable.
You know what? When I explained it, my sister said it's kind of like prostitution then. I'm like, I don't think so.
I don't feel like it is either.
Because...
Is stripper prostitute?
I don't know. Part of me is like, no one's in danger because no one is with them. If they're by themselves. I mean, sometimes I guess they have a partner and everybody watches that.
There's
I just am not bothered by it.
No. And they, the cool thing was they interviewed the single mom, and she was...
It wasn't me.
Yes, it was. Here's her channel link. I'll put it up on the Instagram. But she's a single mom, and she was like a waitress, and she, 2020 came around, a restaurant shut down, and what is she going to do, you know? And
use her assets.
Yes, exactly. And she made bank.
Hell yeah.
And it's like, why the fuck not? Girl, get it.
Especially if you've had kids. I mean, everybody and their mom at that point, you feel like, has seen every part of you.
Right, exactly.
You got the ladies doing the breast exams. You got the OBs up your cooch. You got...
Pretty much.
Like...
Yeah, even so the bad teams.
So you
want
to pay me instead of me paying, like, insurance?
Right, right.
You're going to pay me to see this train wreck? Go right ahead.
So my question was, because I've never seen it, I've never been on it, do they show their faces, or is it...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never watched. I'm just saying, oh, yeah, because I know people that have.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And I know people that are on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That have been like, come watch my channel. I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, right. Hard pass. Sorry.
I'm not going to pay to see you naked.
Right. Sorry. But I think what I would be the most worried about is putting myself out there, putting my face out there in my naked body, and then bumping into somebody at the grocery store who's seen you. And then you'd be like,
I would be like the marshmallow of OnlyFans. I would have some kind of weird fucking mask on the whole time.
Right.
And but then I have all these tattoos. So then that's a lot of work covering up all the tattoos.
Right.
Or wearing like
identifiers.
All these, right.
Covering it's up
like,
all your identifiers.
I have too many identifiers.
Mm-hmm.
I would like, I can't do it.
Right.
Because I would be terrified that, you know, one day my kids would be like, what the fuck? Or my, I don't think my parents have ever been on OnlyFans, but I would be mortified if some, but then I'm like, here I am saying it's not a big deal, but it's not. It's just not for me.
Okay, I think that's perfectly okay, Beth. Like me, I could never, it's kind of like abortion. I could never do it myself, but I am never going to stop somebody else.
Right.
And it is absolutely their choice, right? And that's what America's all about, right? Is
exactly.
Freedom of choice.
My body, my choice.
There you go. So I applaud women who are getting on there.
And, you know, you might think get mad at me, but which is why, like you said, you're not bothered or you're unbothered. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's this catch-22 right now among both groups.
Yeah.
Like, my body, my choice. It's like, when are you going to wake up and realize that all of the things you fight for are really just a waste of time?
Right.
Because they have nothing to do with you.
Right.
Personally.
Exactly.
If this woman gets an abortion, how is your life affected?
Right, right.
If, you know, of course, I could say if this woman does wear a mask, how is your life affected?
Right.
There is a bit of a difference there because we like to think wearing a mask keeps you from getting COVID
it
and
does
dying.
Not. Right. No, it
however, does
not. Just to be clear, masks only protect others from your germs.
Right.
They do not protect you against other germs.
And it's just, I'm to the point where I vaccinated all my kids except Ed.
Yeah.
Because I can't yet. Once he's vaccinated, great. I have friends that don't... I have friends that would rather use the dewormer.
Right.
And I'm like, don't do that.
No.
But, you know.
Yeah, no. And
they don't have worms.
Here's the thing. Oh, that's lovely. The thing is,
they have diarrhea, though. I've read an article about how people taking that are just like shitting themselves in the store. I did too. I saw a meme. I love it. Yes. Sorry, I know that's rude, but I love it.
Well, if you're going to follow unsolicited medical advice from the internet, you get what you get.
That's the thing. It's like, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, the vaccine, like, I don't know what's in half the shit I use.
Right.
And I still use it because it smells good or tastes good or whatever.
Right. Like, what's in your tattoo ink?
It's like...
Right? You have no idea.
Drugs. Right. I don't know. You have no clue. Maybe that's why everyone gets addicted to them after they get tattoos.
See, you don't know.
I don't. Government. And I'm still going to do it.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So,
you know, it's like, and there are people that smoke and drink every weekend and get hammered that are like, I ain't getting no vaccine. Sorry, I'm going to be that person that's going to make them sound like spread. But it's like, I ain't getting no vaccine. That's not my thing. It's like, okay.
Right. Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. I did.
Right.
And if I grow a tail, so be it.
Right. Well,
I will go on the OnlyFans and show everyone.
Pay to see my vaccine tail.
Yeah. Watch it grow.
Let it grow. No, I just, you know, here's my issue. Tales is that, like, I love it. So, like, if you don't want to get a vaccine, I get that, right? Because it is your body.
And it's
it is
scary. Your choice.
So totally, I am not for vaccine mandates, any of that stuff.
I don't like any of that.
But here's my thing is that if you're not going to get a vaccine, then why wouldn't you want to wear a mask to protect others? And the thing is, it's like, okay, you don't want to wear a mask. You don't want to get a vaccine. What's your solution? How are we going to stop the spread of this thing, right?
Herd immunity.
Oh, God, which isn't going to happen for, like, ever. Right?
But some people really do feel it. What's interesting is I think of it as an evolutionary thing, a herd immunity.
So however, it's going to die off.
Yes. It's going to take a couple hundred years, maybe.
Yeah.
And yes, a lot of people are going to die. However, it's funny because I feel like a lot, and I might be wrong, but I feel like a lot of the people that are against vaccines and masks and stuff are very Christian, so they don't necessarily believe in evolution.
Yeah.
However,
I did see a church sign that said, "You don't have to wear a mask in heaven," and I was like, "Hold on, I'm just so confused." So you're not wearing a mask on Earth, and then you die, and you don't have to wear one in heaven.
I would like to believe that church was saying, "Put one on, you dummy."
Right? That's what I was so confused about. It was a Baptist church, so I was like,
"It's hard to say."
Right? I don't know. They tend to be pretty conservative. And then I was like, "But I just don't understand what this means." Like,
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, everything's starting to meld together in this weird tornado of bullshit.
They're not afraid of death. Like churches, like the Baptist church, like they're not afraid of death.
Everybody's afraid of dying.
Right? But that's their like whole shtick, right? It's like you're with Jesus and you're in heaven. It's like the best place
ever. You know
ever.
What you can do? Like, pray.
Right? Yeah. Well, that's what they're doing. Yeah.
For Christ's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just my sisters and I get all into it because we see people who are now very sick or they have spouses that are very sick and they're like, I'm not getting a vaccine.
Right.
I'm taking horse dewormer. I'm drinking tea I made out of the oak tree up my backyard.
Right.
I'm
exactly.
Eating my own shit. I don't know. People are just, good for you.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Good for you.
Okay.
But, you know, everyone's going to die someday, I guess. And
here's the thing. Is that I feel like our kids are part of this great experiment where they're just like, let's just send them and see what happens.
Exactly. And that's what I mean.
Frustrating part.
Because you don't want it to be your kid that dies.
Right.
But these people are so convinced that nothing's going to happen. They don't think it will be their kid that dies.
But here's the problem.
And it's
why
do kids have to die?
Right. Yes, exactly. But there's already been one kid who died. And, they don't seem to have really made any changes because
of it. But
then
you look at the numbers. The numbers are so much lower in middle school and high school than they are in elementary school. And guess what? Mm. Middle school and high school kids are vaccinated.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. It's very scary.
It's like, are you vaccinated against polio? Did you get the vaccines when you were little? Would you have not gotten them if you had a choice when you were fetus? Like, what?
Right.
Is it because it's so new? I mean, even I had reservations because it was like...
Sure, it was rushed. It felt
all
like...
All of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly.
My nephew, who's not for the vaccine, posted, why is it they can approve, the FDA can approve a vaccine within a year, but they still have to review why marijuana is good for us?
Exactly.
I I'm on board with
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I'm like,
that's 100,000%.
I want to know the same reason.
True.
Like, yeah. that really, right. I get, like, I don't know.
Right, right. Well, because the government hasn't figured out a way to make money off of marijuana yet. They can make money off the vaccine.
Yeah.
Right? So look how many.
I don't know. This whole mid-year, like, I don't know. Should we say it's the end of the year yet? Is it still mid-year?
It's definitely mid-year.
Third quarter?
Oh, yeah. I feel like we're still in the third quarter.
Third quarter has yeah. been a doozy.
Yeah, it really has been.
And I think we're just all burnt out. Like, I saw yes. nurses and doctors. My sister's a nurse, and she's not in the front lines, but she just feels the same way. She's yeah. like, they're all yeah. like, you know what? If you die, you die. I don't give a fuck anymore because you're not willing to do anything to help anybody else.
Right, exactly. They're burnt the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. Absolutely. And I think as mothers, we are too.
Yeah.
Trying to play, I mean, so many roles, trying to, you know, keep our kids safe and, you know, pretend that we're virologists and understand this thing and keep everybody
I
safe.
I can't even understand math. Like, right. like I don't understand yeah. basic math.
Right. No, you know, and trying to keep our kids safe and trying to send them to school and trying to, you know, maintain our own sanity here mm-hmm. at home and trying to, you know, those of us who work, trying to work and balance that with all right. this, you know, and it's like, what if your kid gets exposed and then he's home for 2 weeks? What are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to stop working and stay home
figure
with your
it
kids
out.
For 2 weeks?
And right. we're going yeah. to figure it out because right. we always fucking figure it out.
Because women always figure it out.
Always.
Always.
However, I love it. I love it. It's like, what? I still don't understand how people don't get why we're burned out as moms.
Oh my God. Yes.
You
yes.
know, it's like you got all of this going on to keep your family safe. And then on top of that, if you don't do everything on top of that to help everyone around you as
right,
well,
right.
are you even a good person? Which comes yeah. brings me back to the whole school board meeting.
Right, exactly.
Am I a horrible mother? And do I not care about other people and their children because
right.
I didn't attend a fucking school board?
Right.
I never attended
exactly.
one.
Right.
Not once
no.
in my life.
No.
I don't plan on starting now.
And not only that, but we also have just the everyday domestic shit, right?
Right.
All the cleaning and all the cooking and all the taking care of. And all
I was selfish as right. shit. I told you. I was like, I don't have my kids tonight, and the last thing I want to do is spend it at a board meeting.
Yeah,
where
right.
people are just going to piss me off.
Right, exactly. No, I totally agree with you. Yeah, mothers are burnt the fuck out. We're exhausted. We're frustrated, especially those of us who feel like other mothers are putting our kids in danger,
mm-hmm.
right? Like that's, I'd never want to blame the kids, right? I'm not going to say other kids are
no.
putting my kids in danger because it's not them. It's their parents.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but like,
yeah,
my
I can
kids
make my
wear
kids
masks.
Wear masks.
I mean, they do. My kids wear masks to school. But my fourth grader said, yeah, take it off in the classroom,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm like, okay.
And he has to wear it on the bus now. So
yeah,
he'll be
right,
wearing it
right.
on the bus and
yep.
I bet he'll keep it on because it'll already be on his face.
Right.
Mary Jane will wear hers on the bus. I don't know if she'll keep it on.
Right. Right.
Middle school and high school, because there's already all these social things they have to go through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If my kids
off,
don't
yeah.
wear a mask, I'm not going to get mad at them.
Me neither.
But they all have them and like a bunch
right.
of them in their backpacks. I'm like, listen, if you're in class and you hear somebody getting like coughing or you feel like you should put a mask on because the school feels gross,
right.
do it.
Right. But then it doesn't protect you. That's the thing. It's like a self,
mm-mm.
it's protecting others from your germs. Right. So, but then if you're vaccinated, do you feel like you have to wear a mask because I don't have any bad germs because I'm
well,
vaccinated.
Well, now it's like a social
but
pariah
now, but,
thing.
And yes.
Like you go into Walmart.
Yes.
And I, for a good
yes.
2 weeks after I got vaccinated and things started calming down, for just a hot second
yes,
I was like,
that was
this
so
is
nice.
I'm not gonna lie
yeah.
it's nice shopping
yeah.
without a mask on.
Yeah, it felt good.
It's,
it felt good,
especially in the South where it's balls hot
oh,
every day.
So gross.
And so I didn't wear a mask, and then it was like, we should though, we should still wear a mask, and I was like, you know what, I'm vaccinated, I'm gonna do what I want.
Right, exactly.
But then I started feeling this pressure
yeah
from my peers, my like-minded yeah. peers, like, if you don't wear a mask, then who the fuck do you think you are?
Right,
you're not,
exactly,
you're not any better than fucking Trump supporters.
And
I'm
now
like,
now you go into the store when when the Delta variant's out there and everybody's
right.
freaking out, and you're right, those of us, those in our circles who are more progressive are being super hard on others who don't wear a mask. So then you go into the grocery store, and at least for me, like I went to Lidl and I had a mask on, and every person I saw without a mask, I was like, fuck you. And I was like, wait a minute, come on, Jess, back off.
Yeah, because
like,
it could have been,
right.
they could have been vaccinated and
right.
been like, I don't
right.
give a shit anymore.
But
if I die, I can't do this anymore.
I felt the divide. You know,
yeah.
and it was like the who's and the, what is it, the haves and the have-nots. How was it, the who's and the who's nots? The haves and the have-nots, you know?
Butter in their bread right. on the bottom. I want to know.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, it's been very frustrating. And the kids, they're caught in the middle of this shit,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I don't know at what point are we going to find a resolution so we can start moving forward? I just don't.
I think it's going to take a long time to get over the past, this last presidency, and the one that's happening now.
Yeah, for real.
We're going to have, there's going to be a lot of reconstruction going on.
For real.
I just kind of, you know, I'm not sticking my head in the sand. I still have my own views and issues that I'll definitely stand up for.
Yeah, me too.
They're just certain things that I, like nurses and doctors, I'm just burned out.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have compassion for people, and I don't want to listen to people tell me why they're not going to do something that is just, in my opinion, super easy.
See, my cup is really like a low volume right now, so I have to be very careful about how much I give of it, right? So, like, you know, never give from an empty cup, and I've got a little bit of liquid still hanging on in there, you know? So I'm like, all right.
Was it last week that you made that sound?
Yeah. So the dusty badge.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's what my cup sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have time for anyone's bullshit. No one else's crap. Out of it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, you know,
My cups are a bunch of Ensure shakes sitting around my boy's room. That is what my cups look like.
All right, folks. So this was episode 2. We're so glad that you hung out with us.
We're going to take a week off for the holiday weekend next weekend, and because Jessie's having her surgery. Yeah. So sorry about that.
You'll hear from us a week after next, but you know we love you guys. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to do the best that we can. And
we're all doing the best we can.
Yeah, I think so. We're making
Send us all the hate mail you want. It's okay. I don't mind.
We don't get it.
I like reading everyone's different perspectives. It's okay.
Yeah, totally. Yes. So, yeah. We love you guys. We love you all. Equal opportunity love. And make sure to follow us on Instagram, please.
Yep.
And really, that's where we're the most active, if we're active at all.
At all. Social media. We are definitely, like, taking the anti-activity social media role. Like, we're just not... We're anarchists.
We are. We're rebels. But make sure to please follow us wherever you listen to podcasts, because that's really important for our livelihood. And I guess we'll see you guys soon.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon. All right. Love you guys.
Bye.